As we prepare to hear God's word today, I want to highlight the children's worship guide. It's near the entrances, and if you want one still, I think that there are still additional copies that you can grab, no matter what age child you might be. Psalm 121 is printed here, and that makes it easy for anyone to follow along, maybe even moving your finger under the words. And there's also room to take notes or to draw things that Psalm 121 might make you think of. So feel free, if you want to get up right now, to go and find a children's worship guide as we prepare to read Psalm 121, which is a short psalm, a psalm for travelers. Psalm 121 says, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. There's a wonderful book by Anne Lamott called Traveling Mercies, Some Thoughts on Faith. In it, she takes us along on her quirky walk of faith, sharing her struggles and insecurity with empathy and wit. Anne Lamott claims that the two best prayers she knows are, "Help me, help me, help me," and "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Psalm 121 is one of those prayers that begins with the cry, "Help me." Psalm 121 is also a psalm of ascent. This set of psalms, Psalm 120 through 134, were probably sung by the people of Israel as they went on pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the holy feast days. And these songs express their praise and their fear and their longings as they travel up to Mount Zion and prepare to worship God. We modern worshipers are pilgrims too. We are on a journey on the road of Christian discipleship. Often when we start out on our faith journey, we are full of confidence and enthusiasm. Our help comes from the Lord. God is with us. Who can be against us? And then suddenly we stumble and we look around in surprise. How did that happen? Didn't God say he will not let your foot slip? Eugene Peterson addresses this question in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. This book is about those 15 Psalms of Ascent. Eugene Peterson knows how we can be shaken when we stride confidently out onto the road of faith and suddenly are surprised by trouble. And Peterson calls Psalm 121 a traveler's advisory. He says, three possibilities for harm to travelers are referred to in the psalm. One traveling on foot can step on a loose stone and sprain her ankle. Another traveling on foot under protected exposure to hot sun can become faint with sunstroke. And traveling for a long distance on foot under pressures of fatigue and anxiety, someone could become emotionally ill, what ancient writers call moonstroke, or what we might call lunacy, he says. Now today there are additional risks. Travel by car or train or plane has additional dangers, and life is full of other threats. A person with a handgun can turn a subway ride into a journey of terror. A teen who desperately flees to safety in a school discovers that bombs strike there too. Disease invades our bodies with pain. An accident on the pickleball court interrupts our carefully laid plans. We can take precautions, but we cannot guarantee security. And so we look around. Can we find help in the mountains? I'll be honest, it might be the mountains that first drew me to this psalm. It is one of my favorite psalms. I was born in the northwest corner of Washington State, where one can see mountains nearly all around. I didn't live there long, but I visit often, and I'm always drawn to the grandeur of these mountains. So when I first read Psalm 121, I thought it pointed us to the glory of God displayed in mountain majesty. And then I was taught that in biblical times, the mountains were dangerous. There were robbers and lions, as well as uneven places where your foot might slip. So maybe the psalmist looked at the mountains with fear and trembling and cried out for help. In other explorations of this psalm, I was reminded that many people flee to high places to find refuge or a vantage point of protection from an enemy. Or they go to high places for worship. Both the people of God and pagans go to mountains and hills, and they become places to build shrines or temples or monasteries. And it may be that all of that is here in this psalm, grandeur and danger and worship. The most important thing is that all of it points us to the Lord who made heaven and earth. Help comes from the Creator, not from the creation. God protects us from danger and deserves all our praise. And the Creator God never dozes off. God is with you when you set out and when you arrive at your destination. He is Lord over all natural and supernatural forces. God made the sun and the moon, and they cannot inflict evil upon us. Eugene Peterson also says, the promise of this psalm, and both Hebrews and Christians have always read it this way, is not that we shall never stub our toes, but it is that no injury, no illness, no accident, no distress will have evil power over us. That is, none of this will be able to separate us from God's purposes in us. We need to remember that the Bible is full of stories about troubles that God's people encounter. They remind us that God's people still face real trouble and danger then and yet today. What our faith in God promises is that God protects us from the evil that accompanies these difficulties. In the Lord's Prayer, we ask, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God answers that prayer each day, protecting the lives of those who walk by faith. God watches over us and keeps us. There's an important word that is repeated six times in the Hebrew in Psalm 121. Six times in only eight verses calls our attention. The Hebrew word is shmar. It means watch, which is how it's translated in the NIV. It also means keep or protect or guard. The Lord is our guard. Like a guard who might accompany a king on that pilgrimage to Jerusalem, watching the path to make sure he won't slip, keeping watch through the night to keep him safe, and maybe trading shifts with another guard because a human guard will fall asleep. The psalm promises that God will never sleep. The Lord watches over you, just as he watched over Israel. Or like we sang earlier, the Lord will prosper your work and defend you. The suffix you occurs 10 times in Psalm 121. The Lord has you in sight. You are held in God's care. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. He will guard your coming and your going. Peterson says, that is the promise of Psalm 121. God guards you from evil. Not the loose stone or the fierce attack of the sun god, not that malign influence of the moon goddess, not any of these can separate you from God's call and purpose, Peterson says. And this reminds us of what we've heard earlier this summer in Romans 8. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nowadays, people don't have to climb mountains to meet the Lord God, because God in Christ has come down to meet us. Because of God's great love for us, he came to earth to become our Savior. And Jesus promised to be with us always, wherever we come and go. Wherever we go, we are assured of traveling mercies as God watches all our coming and going. And here's what hit home to me in a fresh way when I read Psalm 121 earlier this summer. This coming and going is about so much more than travel for me and for all of us. This week, vacations are coming to an end and students and teachers are preparing to go back to school or off to college or even like Abby to travel for a semester abroad. May God grant traveling mercies. Some of you are going through career changes, leaving a job that didn't fit, letting go from work you loved, seeking other employment, or coming into new responsibilities. And in our families, there are changes. A new baby comes into the life of the Weitengrubers. Or you might be getting married, like Ben, later this week, and you'll be joining another family. Or others, like Doug, said farewell to a beloved parent. Or some of us have said farewell to a friend who has died. Knowing that God is watching us in all these things now, today, and forevermore into eternity gives us assurance, even when the journey does become challenging. And here in our church, new people keep coming to join us. And a few have left for other places, too. And finally, and this is what really struck me earlier this summer, because of the decisions at Synod, we at Neyland are thinking about going. We intend to leave the denomination that has been our church home, for many of us, for all our lives, and for others, a newer home for worship and ministry. And even in this, God is keeping us in his care. In all of our coming and going, along the road, and in the air, and on the journey of faith, God is watching over us. God is guarding us and protecting us. On our pilgrimage through life, things are not always easy, and sometimes they're even a little out of control. Yet, as Anne Lamott testified, I do believe that God is with us, even when we're at our craziest, and that God in his goodness guides, provides, and protects. She echoes what we have learned from Psalm 121, this psalm for pilgrims, a prayer for traveling mercies, for physical safety, and for spiritual protection along life's journeys. The Lord is our guardian guide. That's what Anne Lamott calls God, and I like that term, our guardian guide. For the Lord will watch over your coming and your going, now and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. O Lord our God, you are full of glorious majesty and power. You are full of love, and you came to earth in Jesus Christ to show us that love. And you are with us always, and we are so grateful. And we give praise to you, and we rest in the assurance of your presence among us through your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.